fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. It's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Nnamdi.
And a good evening, Sunny.
Nnamdi, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on the campus of Temple University. That will be the venue Saturday night for a world title fight between Ghana's Isaac Dogbe and the Mexican-American Jesse Magdaleno. How's this one shaping up, Nnamdi?
Sonny, this is for the WBO Super Bantamweight title. And this fight here, Sonny, put it down on the paper. This may become one of the fights of the year, Sonny. Because here we have two undefeated warriors that plan to go toe-to-toe.
Well, Nnamdi, I remember you saying how this fight was originally scheduled for Las Vegas. It was moved to Philadelphia. The new venue, does it favor either fighter?
Well, the new venue favors Isaac Dogbe, because if you look at the position of Philadelphia, the number one boxing fans in Africa, they're all from Ghana, Sonny. And you find them in Washington, D.C., Maryland, New Jersey, Philadelphia, and New York. And they will show up on Saturday with their flags and drums. It will be like a home crowd for Isaac Dogbe. I cannot believe that Bob Arum, the promoter of Magdaleno, moved the fight from the West Coast to the East Coast, and I believe advantage goes to Dogbe.
Break this fight down, Nnamdi, according to styles of each fighter.
Sonny, we have what we call in the fight game a clash of styles. It's a fan-friendly fight. Nobody step back. It's all about speed and power. Both guys are hungry, and the champion has not been active. Go back and look at the last fight of Isaac Dogbe, where he destroyed Cesar from Mexico, January 6th, Bukom Arena. It was a great fight. But has he stepped up to the level of Magdaleno? We will find out Saturday night. It's all about power, speed, punch. Who will go toe-to-toe? Who will decide to box? Who will decide to stand and mix it up? We're looking for a fan-friendly, exciting fight Saturday night in Philadelphia.
Nnamdi, I remember you were very critical of Isaac Dogbe's father, Paul, who serves as both his manager and trainer. He made some critical remarks about Mexican fight fans. Any update with the elder Dogbe? Has he made any conciliatory remarks?
Sonny, the elder Dogbe, Paul Dogbe, made an ignorant comment, which took away the shine from the fight. Let your son do the talking in the ring Saturday night, and I hope he will zip up his mouth before Saturday night, Sonny. Yes, he apologized, but he's lucky this fight is not happening in Los Angeles or Bakersfield or Fresno. The Latino media will have eaten him up alive, Sonny.
ESPN will be broadcasting the bout on Saturday night. Is that good exposure for Isaac Dogbe?
Eyeballs in the millions, Sonny. This fight is on a Saturday night and the number one boxing network in America.
Voice of America!
But add to it, the Box Nation in the UK will also carry it live. And then you add the millions of eyeballs in Africa, Sonny. We have what we call the future pay-per-view star from Africa.
And speaking of Africa, Nnamdi, how about an update on other African prize fighters?
Friday night in Louisville, Kentucky, the Jose Suleiman Invitational Welterweight Tournament, we talked about this in the past. Frederick General Okunka Lawson from Ghana will take on Baishambo Nasiulua in the first round. And in the same night, Chris Van Harden from South Africa will take on Timo Schwarzkopf from Germany. It's a tournament that we believe will do a lot for that welterweight division, because the division is loaded with stars.
Would the winner of this tournament get a world title shot?
Well, it's a good chance, because the late Jose Suleiman was a longtime president of the WBC, World Boxing Council. And at present, as of today, his son, Mauricio Suleiman, is the president of the WBC. So the winner of this tournament stands a very good chance of breaking into the top 10. When you break into the top 10, a very good chance of you making good money because this division is loaded with superstars.
Namdi, any other African fighters worth mentioning?
Sonny, remember Richard Comey from Ghana. Richard Comey fought Robert Easter, and Richard Comey was robbed of this fight. And he had a mandatory fight with Alejandro Luna from Argentina, and which he stopped in the sixth round. Now, he became a mandatory for Robert Easter. But check this. As of Tuesday, Robert Easter will fight Mickey Garcia, the WBC champion, for a title unification bout. And the question we ask, what will happen to Richard Comey? Because Richard Comey was the mandatory number one contender to fight Robert Easter for the rematch.
I know in the past, Namdi, you've mentioned walkaway money. Would Comey get any walkaway money for now?
We also call it step-aside money.
Step-aside. There you go, step-aside.
They give you money to go away and go to your bank, you know.
Kind of step-aside and wait for a while.
Wait, step-aside and take a seat and sit down and watch the fight. But in the meantime, they give you money to put in your bank account also.
Will Comey get step-aside money and get that shot against Easter?
Oh, they will break him off, but they won't break him off big, Sonny. They break him off like 50K, which is still something. But I would like to see Comey fight Mickey Garcia because we believe Mickey Garcia will stop Robert Easter. Mickey Garcia against Richard Comey is a much more bigger fight than good money for homeboy from Ghana.
This homeboy from Ghana, Richard Comey, who is he represented by, Namdi?
Well, he has a very good promoter in America in Lou DiBella. Lou DiBella will fight for Richard Comey, and he's in a position to strike. And with Lou DiBella, they'll get all the money on the table.
Well, Namdi, you talk about money on the table. The money is off the table for that Canelo Triple G rematch on May 5th. Let's bring it back a little bit. Your reaction to Canelo's six-month suspension.
Sonny, we called it before it happened. We said it would be 6 months backdated from the first failed drug test, and that's exactly what happened. That puts everything in position for a September 15 clash with Triple G and Canelo in a rematch.
Triple G will be fighting before then, though, on May 5th.
VOA!
Tell our VOA boxing fans about that.
Sonny, this fight has been moved from MGM Grand Casino to Los Angeles, the Carson StubHub Arena. He's fighting Vince Metrosian, the Nightmare from Armenia. May 5th, he's just too close. This could be an upset. But on the other hand, he's fighting a guy who lost three of his last six fights. He's not even a middleweight. He's a junior middleweight. So he may go in there and just tag this guy one or two times. The fight is over. So fight fans are not really happy seeing Triple G going for a junior middleweight instead of waiting for Canelo in September. The money is not there, Sonny. Come in. For the first Canelo Triple G fight, Triple G made $30 million. For this fight, May 5th, against Vin Metrosian, he's only making $1 million.
What a drop.
Big drop. If he's not careful, he looks really bad against Metrosian, he gets knocked out. That's a huge upset. Forget about the September fight with Canelo. That will be over. If I'm the manager of Triple G, I will say, take a break, have a vacation in the summer, get ready, and we do it again September 5. At least you know you guaranteed $30 million. If you go get beat up or get bruised and look stupid May 5th, the fight fans will just walk away from the September fight.
Is Triple G's May 5th bout a pay-per-view fight?
No, Sonny. That fight is a regular fight on HBO. Why will anybody pay even $50 to see Triple G against Vince Metrosian?
Any more details on Triple G?
IBF has threatened Triple G that if you go ahead with the May 5th fight, we will take away your belt because you have a mandatory fight with the number one contender. If you go with this Vince Petrosian that we don't know about, you will lose your belt. And there's a very good chance IBF will take away the belt when he steps into the ring May 5th.
Is Triple G worried about that? He has other belts.
Oh, no. Come on, man. Sonny, dude has a lot of belts, man. His belts don't make the fighter. The fighters make the belt.
The fighters make the belts. Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. And we'll hear more hard-hitting boxing commentary from Namdi in the days to come. I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. in European club football. Reigning title holder Real Madrid defeated host Bayern Munich Wednesday in the first leg of their UEFA Champions League semifinal. The score from Munich, Real Madrid 2, Bayern Munich 1. The proud Spanish club Real, bidding for a record-extending 13th European title, got the game-winning goal 12 minutes into the second half from substitute Marco Asensio. Joshua Kimmich put the home side in front, but Marcelo equalized for Madrid before the interval. The result puts the two-time defending champions in a favorable position before the second leg in Madrid on Tuesday. In the words of Real's captain Sergio Ramos, "We've taken the first step." Ramos was back to marshal Real's defense after serving a suspension against the Italian club Juventus. Meanwhile, Real superstar Cristiano Ronaldo was held scoreless for the first time in the UEFA Champions League this season. Madrid's Portuguese star had an effort ruled out in the second half for using his arm to control the ball. Bayern lost to Real Madrid last season in the quarterfinals, so they'll now try to rally in Spain next week. And speaking of Spain, Spanish tennis star Rafael Nadal continues his winning ways in his home country. Rafa advanced to the quarterfinals Thursday at the Barcelona Open with a 6-1, 6-3 victory over fellow Spaniard Guillermo García López. It was Rafa's 11th win in 12 ATP Tour matches this season. Nadal is looking to lift the trophy in Barcelona after winning another clay court title 4 days ago in Monte Carlo, as we hear now from my VOA colleague, Jim Stevenson.
11 titles he has. Unbelievable.
It's obvious Spanish tennis great Rafael Nadal is back on his favorite surface, clay, as he became the first man in the Open era to win the same title 11 times. Nadal beat Kai Nishikori of Japan 6-3, 6-2 in the Monte Carlo Masters Final.
It's a special day for me. This title here in Monte Carlo means a lot, especially because it's the first tournament in the year that I finished. It's one of the most important ones in terms of personal feeling and in terms of history of our sport.
The win gives Nadal a record 31st Masters title to move him one ahead of Serb rival Novak Djokovic for career Masters titles. While he felt he was playing well, Nadal realized he needed to change tactics to beat Nishikori.
I was not changing directions that quick. Then I opened the court much more after the 2-1. Changing the directions of the ball more often, and the match changed a lot.
Nishikori's right wrist has been a problem since last year, but he feels encouraged that he's making his way back to the play that once had him in the top five of the world rankings.
After coming back injury, I'm very happy that, you know, made the final here and didn't quite play well today, but had a great 3 matches, 3 sets last 3 days, and no, actually 4 3-sets. So it was a long week for me.
Nadal is 31 years old, and with 31 Masters titles and the number one ranking in the world, he knows this is a special time in his career.
The day to say goodbye is closer than 10 years ago, so just it's something that I'm not worried about, but is a real thing. So just enjoying every day and trying to play with the best attitude possible to keep being happy playing tennis, no, and that's all.
Nadal has not dropped a set in 7 matches since coming back from a recurrence of a right hip injury that forced him to abandon during the 5th set of his Australian Open quarterfinal. He has his sights firmly set on an 11th title at Barcelona this week, and then an 11th French Open title at Roland Garros.
It's not the moment to stop and to disconnect your mind. It's a moment to stay focused and to keep holding that momentum that is good one after winning 7 matches in a row on clay now. I mean, this year, that's a positive thing, and the way that I won the matches are very positive. So it's the moment to keep going, and that's my goal.
French golfer Alexander Levy held his nerve brilliantly down the stretch to win his 5th European Tour title at the Trophy Hassan II in Morocco.
It was really tough on the course, and I managed myself to keep my mind in a good way. And that was the most important things I do today, so I'm so, so glad for me.
His shorter game was good, and he liked the way his practice paid off in his 8-under par win at Royal Golf Dar es Salaam.
I don't drive my best, but I keep managed to play really well my iron shot, and also my short game was really good. So that's good, and I work a lot the last 2 weeks. So it's nice when you see you can work and you win a tournament after. That's bring you some confidence. And also show you how to win the tournament.
Spaniard Alvaro Quiroz finished one shot back, but he felt his game was well short of forcing a playoff.
I was struggling a lot, I would say, from tee to green today compared with the other 3 rounds, and my putting, it's been very poorly.
Still, Quiroz was happy with being the runner-up.
Second position is my best position for the last 11 months, if I'm not wrong, so I can't complain.
Levy is the defending champion at this week's China Open and has his strategy ready for a repeat win.
I will keep quiet tonight, just enjoy a bit, and be ready for next week, but first, I will enjoy this victory first, and we will see what's happened next week.
The most decorated Olympian of all time is American swimmer Michael Phelps. Although he no longer competes, he's never far from water. Phelps tells VOA about water conservation and what he does at home to preserve the precious resource.
Even for me, like in the morning, like when I do take a shower, I'm brushing my teeth in the shower.
Phelps won many races by thousandths of a second and knows a thing or two about saving time. Now, he's all about saving water.
Water has been such a big part of my life, an important part of my life, and you know, for me, it's an honor and a pleasure to be able to spread the word that we need to conserve as much as we can.
Phelps has partnered with Colgate to promote water conservation through simple, everyday techniques, like turning off the tap while brushing your teeth.
Did you know that leaving the faucet on while brushing your teeth can waste up to 4 gallons of water? So please turn the faucet off next time you brush.
4 gallons of water. It's like 64 glasses of water. So, I mean, that right there should be enough where, you know, you can make that change and cut back on your showers or make sure you're turning off the water.
Colgate consumers can also take an online pledge to save water. With 71% of the world's population experiencing moderate to severe water scarcity at least once a month out of the year, Phelps says small efforts like this can have a global impact.
It's so easy that everybody can do it. So, I mean, I think that's a big, easy step that we can all take. Every single one of them.
Although he owns a record 28 Olympic medals, Phelps' biggest prize is his 2 children, which has him thinking about future generations.
Being able to have a 2-year-old now, he's kind of picking up on every little small thing that we do. So it's fun to teach them things like this early in their life, because then it allows them to be able to carry it through the life, but also teach other people the importance of conserving water.
It's just one of many lessons the versatile athlete is passing on.
I always have dream, plan, reach. That's my motto. Have a dream, figure out a plan how to get there, and reach for it. If you fall short, go back to the drawing board, figure out a different plan, and try to get there. I mean, anything is possible, and I believe that. You know, I think there were so many people that doubted the things that I was doing, but I believed that I could do it, and I wasn't going to stop until I got it done.
He certainly got it done in the Olympic swimming pool. That's American star Michael Phelps, the most decorated Olympian in history. Phelps won a total of 28 medals during his record-breaking Olympic career, including 23 gold. And thanks to my VOA colleague, Jim Stevenson, for that spicy sports package. I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. in African athletics, one of our big stories this week was Kenya's Olympic champions, Eliud Kipchoge and Vivian Cheruiyot, winning the men's and women's titles at the London Marathon. Kipchoge is the reigning Olympic champion at the marathon distance, while Cheruiyot won a gold medal in the women's 5,000 meters race at the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Eliud Kipchoge has credited his coach, Patrick Tsang, in helping him develop into arguably the greatest marathon runner in the world today. The energetic Andy Edwards caught up with Coach Tsang after Kipchoge's latest marathon triumph in London. Here's Andy.
I'm talking with the coach of the man of the moment in London Marathon, Eliud Kipchoge, who again has produced a wonderful display. Patrick Tsang is the coach, many of us know that. Patrick, how do you rate Eliud's performance today, 2:04.17, but also, yet again, the manner in which he won? How do you rate his performance?
Eliud said the first press conference that he enjoys the sport and he lives to have fun. He said he told the viewers to come and enjoy a beautiful game. So today, I think I would rate him as a guy who came here to perform to his best of his abilities.
A lot of people thought when we heard about the target halfway splits, 61 minutes exactly halfway, given what was expected to be a hot day, thinking, well, to be blunt, they're mad. They're never going to maintain that. And look, they ran 61, of course, Eliud at the front. I mean, were you worried or did you think, no, he and some of the others are capable of this?
Coming out of Monza's experience last year, he believed as an athlete that human is not limited. And I think these times are not limiting factors as far as his mind is concerned. And I think he is yet to realize his full potential, but he does not believe in limits.
You say he doesn't believe in limits, and it seems that you don't either. So for Eliud, the world record, beating that 2:02.57 is still possible? Do you think a world record is still possible for him?
Under normal conditions, I think he's shown over time that he has to come close, he has the ability, and I think it's just a matter of time.
Patrick, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
And thanks to the energetic Andy Edwards for that interview with Coach Patrick Tsang in London. I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. An update now on the National Basketball Association playoffs. The Houston Rockets are through to the second round after beating the Minnesota Timberwolves 122-104. The Rockets won that best-of-seven game series 4-1. Clint Capella had 26 points and 15 rebounds for the Rockets on Wednesday night, while James Harden, still sporting my favorite beard in basketball, added 24 points. The Rockets through to the second round. The Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James beat the Indiana Pacers 98-95. Cleveland leads that series 3-2. LeBron turned in another heroic performance. He hit a three-point shot at the buzzer to cap, yes, cap, another excellent all-around performance. LeBron scored 44 points. He also grabbed 10 rebounds, and he had 8 assists. The Cavaliers lead that series 3-2. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Utah Jazz 107-99. Utah still leads that series 3-2. Russell Westbrook, the NBA's reigning most valuable player, scored 45 points, and Oklahoma City rallied from 25 points down in the second half to stay alive in that series. Once again, the Thunder 107, the Jazz 99. And in Toronto, Canada, the Raptors flew high over my beloved Washington Wizards. Raptors 108, Wizards 98. Raptors lead that series 3-2. And that wraps up the April 26th edition of The Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Wojciech Zorniak. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is committed to maintaining its long-standing position as a global leader on humanitarian issues. We understand the importance and necessity of humanitarian assistance, even as we work to preclude the crises that spawn the need for assistance, said Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan. By helping those who bear the brunt of war, natural disaster, or the failure of good governance and policy, we preserve that chance for a more prosperous and more peaceful world for generations to come. The United States is the single largest donor of international humanitarian assistance. In 2017 alone, we delivered more than $8 billion in life-saving aid around the world. Nonetheless, the need for humanitarian aid is ever-increasing and changing. Just a decade ago, 80% of our humanitarian assistance went to victims of natural disaster. Now, natural disaster relief accounts for only about 20%. 80% of aid goes to victims of disasters caused by humans. Much of that is due to carnage inflicted on civilian populations by terrorist groups such as ISIL and Al-Qaeda, or due to vicious conflicts such as those in Libya, Syria, Iraq, and Yemen. What's clear is that one government or one entity can't tackle these issues alone. As we continue this humanitarian leadership, we will also continue to emphasize the importance of coordinated, effective, and efficient international responses, as well as the need for other governments and other actors in the private sector to step in to contribute to humanitarian efforts, said Deputy Secretary of State Sullivan. A global response with increasing financial support of multiple nations and groups is essential to effectively moving more help to the many who are in need and to ensure a greater regional stability across the globe, he declared. Nonetheless, despite our best efforts, most of these crises, conflicts, and natural disasters are not going to stop anytime soon. Most will ultimately require a diplomatic solution, results that we are working toward each and every day. But, said Deputy Secretary of State Sullivan, until those solutions arrive, you can count on the United States to help everyone where we can to alleviate suffering and save lives.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On the next edition of VOA's Press Conference USA, host Carol Castiel goes to Capitol Hill to talk with Congressman Brad Snyder, a Democrat from Illinois. They'll discuss a wide range of domestic and foreign policy issues facing the Trump administration, such as this week's visit by French President Emmanuel Macron, as well as Iran, North Korea, and trade policies. That's Press Conference USA this Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Butte, host of VOA's Daybreak Africa. VOA. When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you the news as it happens. Listen to Daybreak Africa Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC. And our 5 minute newscast come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.